Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. And you can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And Warn Radio is on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music in podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. And this is part of our Statement of Faith, the WIBR Warn Radio, on America and Christianity. We are called to live for Christ and to be a light in a dying world. Nevertheless, as believers, we can stand for truth against those whose godlessness and hatred has pushed this nation past the brink of lawlessness and division right into the apocalypse for this country. And do not miss the featured post this week of our in-depth biblical articles and radio shows, featured on both warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com, America, by their fruits. Featured on danaglennsmith.com, Still the Darkness and the Rising, The Work Unveiled, Opus Potestas Revelare, America, House of Long Shadows, Grace Going Forward from Here, featured on warn-usa.com, Antichrist, Terror, Faith, Gospel Advocacy, Gospel Report. Spirit of Adoption, Book of Romans, Part 15. Indignation, Initiation, Invitation, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 87. And do not miss these Warn Radio episodes from October 25th through the 27th. Wednesday's Advocacy Show, Persecuted Christians, China, Russia, Ukraine, Gaza Church, Printing Bibles, and Belarus. Thursday's Battle Lines, Redeemer Redemption Comes, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 194. And Friday, Sound the Shofar, Kingdom War and the Coming King, Admonitions, Part 9. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman, Dana G. Smith. There's danger and intrigue. Dark forces are plotting. The nation is at risk. Can Max save the United States? The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former black ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. Hidden within the storylines of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America now. And you can get your copy of The Rising by going to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Angus & Robertson, and you can get The Rising ebook on Google Play. And you can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian books and resource shop. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglynsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing good. Here we are on Thursday night for Battle Lines, November 2nd.
You know, I can't believe it.
I can't either.
And there's just so much stuff going on right now.
Prophetically, so at any rate, and everything else.
Yeah. So keep your eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
And I was reading some gut-wrenching reports from Israel and how Hamas were killing people of every, you know, they just weren't Jewish.
Every nationality that was.
Yeah. This one survivor details the gut-wrenching story how he drove through the streets. He was going to work. And his son had called him and told him that there were gunmen, so he was going to go down there and help his son. And he ran into people everywhere. They were dying. They were in cars dying. There was a woman police officer that had been shot in the face, and she couldn't talk. He couldn't figure out what she wanted. He was going to take her to the hospital, but then another soldier showed up and took her to the hospital. And he said, how many different denominations? He said, there's people from all over. He went through the list. I can't remember the list. It was a long list of all the people that were there, that lived there, and that were there at the time. And these Hamas were killing everybody. So for all you Jewish haters and all you idiots out there protesting around the world against Israel because they attacked Gaza, you have to get your heads out of the nether end. And understand that this is more. It's more than what you see in these idiots in the media. Don't listen to the liberal press out of America, because they are corrupt as all get out. We know. We've been living with their lies for years now. And literally, liberalism, socialism, and communism are all active in the United States of America today. We have millions of people that shouldn't be here, and Biden won't keep it. So America is right on the threshold of falling. It's right in the threshold of civil war itself. So don't listen to America. Wake up. There's those of us that know what's going on. I warned about it many, many times. I said this years ago. Nobody listens. Well, guess what? When this thing happens, I'll turn off everything and we'll go underground, and you can just sit there and deny everything. Because I find the people of America, a lot of them, except for those. Now, you're not going to like this, but there are some 80-some million Trump supporters that are patriots. But there's more than that. There's about 81 million ex-vets that know how to use guns, and many of them are well armed. And I seen that video this morning, and they're giving people a short time, and if things don't change, they're going to change it. So I mean to tell you, there's a lot of stuff going on you ain't going to like. I don't like this. I hate bloodshed. I hate the whole thing. But when you have people like Hamas that need to be stopped, you can't get after Israel for wanting to stop them. There, I'm done with that. So you got anything to say, Mom?
Yeah, Mom.
I know.
Tonight on Battle Lines, part 195 of Isaiah's prophetic book, His Glory Upon You. And in Isaiah's part
195.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We have followed Israel through the warnings and promises found in the book. Herein lay the hope of restoration and comfort, amidst the trials laid out. Now that we are into chapter 60, just a short 6 chapters lead us into some of the most exciting promises and events to come. We find mercy, God's grace, and hope for tomorrow. We will look at Jerusalem, Israel, and the Gentiles, and other relevant prophetic verses. The Redeemer, Christ Jesus, brings to us the end of our bondage, slavery, and issue of sin to a new hope and a new future. And now back to you. I'll see you on the other side.
Okay. His glory upon you, Isaiah's prophetic book, part 195. And if there's any people that needed glory, it would be everyone on the earth. So we left off down here before Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 2. And we are going to get in the midst of a lot of prophecy, a lot of things that are happening. And there is a reason Isaiah went into all this, because he was actually detailing the glories of the return of Israel to their land and the Lord delivering them and things. But also this goes a lot further than that. So we'll have to delve into that. You can't not just see this as Israel, because there's a lot of prophetic things in here regarding the Messiah. In Malachi 4, 1 through 2, "For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. All the proud, yea, all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." Now, you know, the thing I like about this is, you know, my granddad had a farm. My other granddad had a ranch, cattle ranch, in California. One in Wyoming was a farmer. And I was raised around animals. I was raised around the farm. And the way the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. We always see God being portrayed with wings. Even the Lord, looking over Jerusalem, said, "How oft would I like to have gathered you as a mother hen over her chicks." See, now if you're in the big city, far away from where you get to grow things like animals, or if you're like Klaus Schwab, who is a German nincompoop and wants to kill all the animals, you know, a good portion of the cattle, and he wants to turn around and the whole thing, you know, destroy trees and everything else. This guy is a total nincompoop. Don't listen to him. And that's exactly what a lot of these knuckleheads that I have put up with. Some of us voted for some of these people, like the Bushes and others. And it was Bush Senior who came out and started talking about a new world order. Well, finally we got to the point where someone was going to tell people about what was going to happen, and Klaus Schwab stepped onto the field to tell everybody what he was going to do. Well, I'll tell you, Klaus Schwab, I'll tell you, Bushes, I'll tell every one of you. "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves in the stall." Okay, you want to know the interpretation for that? The Son of Righteousness is the Son of God who comes. Healing in his wings. The minute he comes, he's going to change everybody. "For we shall see him as he is." We will be changed. And we'll go forth just as those little calves go forth, you know, out of the stall, and they follow their mother, and they're jumping and playing around and full of energy. I got news for you. The earth is not jumping and doing anything. Right now, the earth is in mourning. America is in mourning. The world is in mourning. It's in sin. Sin is caving in on everybody. Behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. You hear me? You're going to be stubble. Do you hear me, you who killed people like Hamas? You're going to be stubble. You hear me, those of you that are murdering in America and killing other people? You that are going around and beating up white folk and killing them even? You that don't care about life at all? You're going to be stubble. You're going to burn up unless you repent. Now that's a beautiful verse if you're a believer, but it's poison to those of you who are wicked and corrupt and thoroughly tarnished against hearing the word of God. You will never hear it, for you have stoned yourself as a solid brick wall against the word of God. You have surrounded yourself like a brick armament. So the word of God can't come in. You've hardened your conscience. You've hardened your heart. When people lose their blood, you laugh. You don't care any. You're vile. And you don't even know it. You love it. You love the way you are. And you want to make people afraid of you. Woe unto you. For there cometh one bigger than you and bigger than everything that you represent, which is darkness, bigger than the devil. And when we look at this, this particular verse was written by Malachi, but we're in Isaiah. But see, that's what we do. We bring to you some of the word of God from some of the other prophets as we're going through Isaiah, because Isaiah verse 62 says this. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. You know, if you want to really look at something, read Romans 1 and remember it. Because in the beginning, Paul talks about those trying to understand who God was. And they ended up making images to animals and birds and trees and various things. But they can't deliver you. There is a greater portion of the world, and all their gods are not gods, they're demons. That's the very word of God itself. For the gods of the nations are demons. But there is a true and living God, and he gave of his only begotten Son, and he, Yahshua, Jesus, is coming back. Now see, that's the second time. Darkness shall cover the earth except where it is illuminated by the gospel. The Messiah was the light when he came, and the people in darkness. When the Lord came, his own people were in darkness in the middle of the Roman Empire. The Romans had no idea what he was doing. He was going around preaching, and there was a Roman centurion that noticed. But many of the Romans didn't have a clue. Even when they tried to get the Romans to kill the Lord, the Roman who was in charge of it says, I find no fault in him at all. And he said that twice. I find no fault. I find no fault. Well, we want him dead. Well, I wash my hands of this. Go kill him yourself. And that's what they did. But the Romans helped. And the only reason they helped is because they didn't want to upset the Jews. Because it was well known that the Jews, once they got upset, were hard to rule because they were stubborn. Now you see, the blood that runs through the Jews and the blood that runs through many of the Arabs are the same. They come from the same spot. One side was Ishmael, the other side was Isaac. The side of the promise is Isaac, wherein came the Messiah, Yahshua. And when the Lord came, he says, I am the light and I'm among you. They were supposed to pay attention to him. He was the light. For when he disappeared, the light would be gone. Now the ones who were to carry that light were the apostles, which they did. And even Paul the apostle, who was a Pharisee of the Pharisee, even he came against the Messiah. The true Messiah, And he even carried away captive the people of God, because he was fighting against them till the Lord woke him up. He was in darkness. Paul the Apostle, one of the greatest apostles we've had, who wrote most of the New Testament, the apostle to the Gentiles, the Apostle Paul. He was in darkness, and it took the Lord to get him out of that darkness. Now listen to me, world. Listen to me, America. You had better think twice, because the end is coming. And there's shaking coming, and there's going to be a lot of people die, and there's going to be a lot of people judged, and in the end, there's going to be more souls than you've ever considered in your whole life that will head into the pit of hell because they didn't listen. There is a fire coming, and there is a light coming, and there's darkness that's going to be destroyed, and there's a devil that isn't happy today, and he's going to be even worse when this happens. Because this devil was created by God. He went up and down the steps of God before the throne until pride got into him. And he caused a third of the angels to follow him, and God threw him out of heaven. And so because of that, we've got all this darkness. We've got all this temptation. We have all these lies. And we have people that actually follow him. And they celebrate it on social media. You know, they love satanic meetings. They love all the stuff that goes on. They're of darkness. But I'm of light. I know the truth. I know what light is. Gross darkness here is like a thick vapor, deep obscurity. Also, cloud, shade, or tempest. Now, you see, the people, see, when you're in gross darkness, it's like there's a thick vapor. Have you ever been through fog that you can't see your hand in front of your face? Well, this is a little bit like what we're talking about. And that is there because of sin. But it's a spiritual cloud, a spiritual vapor that gets on your mind where you can't see anything. It gets into your heart. And it gets in there because you become hard-hearted. Because your consciences are seared. And because in America it's okay. And you've been on social media for a long time, and social media is amoral. It doesn't care. So many people learn their morals from the internet, which is amoral. It'll take both good and bad. So we don't serve the Lord anymore in America. We have a lot of churches. We have a lot of rich. I seen a post today that said the richest pastors in America. Only in America. You know what the richest pastors in Kenya do? Or Nigeria? Or the richest pastors in India do? Do you? While you're sitting there in your home, you've got insurance, you've got a job, and your kids like to go out and beat up people? Let me tell you something. They're in America. Money does not make a pastor. The Spirit of God does. The anointing of God. But they're there in all their glory. You'll be eaten at the fodder of the devil if you're not careful. But just like when the Lord came the first time, and the Jews were in darkness, and the Lord came and brought a great light, and many found him and believed upon him. Like the day that John describes it. This guy was laying next to the pool of Siloam, I think it was. And the Lord knew he had been there for a long time. And he says, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And he says, you see, because the pool, an angel had come and stirred the waters. And whoever was in the water the quickest after it was stirred would get healed. But he could never get in there because everybody that was trying to get healed, they could walk. and they could get in there quicker. So he never was able to get in there. So 37 years he sat by that place, begging and waiting for the waters to stir so he could get in there. Finally, the Lord came. He said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And he gave that explanation. He says, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." Did he say, "No, I can't walk"? No. All of a sudden, he felt a power that literally lifted him up. And I'll bet he was as surprised as anybody that he was totally healed. And he was standing there, and he probably didn't even know what to say or what to do. He had been on the floor for so long, he didn't know what it was like to stand. Yet the Lord stand, take up thy bed and walk. There was no fanfare, there were no lights. He hadn't written any books. He didn't have a church after his own name. And so this guy takes up his bed and walk. Well, whoops, we're in trouble now because it was on a Sabbath. And what did the Pharisees say? What did the Pharisees say? You know what they said? The Pharisees that represent the religion of the Jewish faith? You can't take up your bed and walk. That's against the Sabbath.
That's so silly.
And so there's a whole section on it, how this all got played out. Anytime you make the Sabbath more important than the lives of men and women and children, or any holiday or holy day, mercy and not sacrifice is the key. You got hordes of Hamas, nations of men rioting all over Israel because she wants to defend herself. She wants to live in peace. They attacked her. She didn't attack them. There's been peace. And it's well known by those of us who research this stuff, we know that the Muslims have a tendency, they'll go through 100 years of peace or 1,000 years of peace, just so they can build up to destroy their enemy. And so that's what Hamas did, because they want the land. And I've seen the people in America and others on social media telling everybody that it wasn't the Jews' land. It was the Jews' land, you moron. Because long before Turkey or anybody else had any land there, Israel was in the land. There's always been Jews in the land. So you see, when we see Isaiah 60 and verse 2, we see the little part that said the Lord, it says, but. See, there's darkness over the whole earth and gross darkness. And now that's what we have today. In the time of the coming of the Messiah, the prophet said, that's the way it's going to be. Why? The Jews didn't recognize him. He was prophesied, and there was a prophecy that. But he came to die on the cross. He was a suffering servant at that time. That's why he came. But the next time he's coming, he's not going to die on the cross, friends. Next time he comes, he's going to have the armies of God with him. And out of his mouth shall go a two-edged sword, and he shall slay the enemy. Make no mistake. Darkness has covered the earth today and over the hearts of the people. And the light of man is not going to dispel it. American light has been dimmed. We are a spoiled generation. Russia's even spoiled. China is spoiled because all they can think about is conquering. We have politics, and that's how they use it, to conquer. That's why nothing can be done in our own Washington, D.C. plethora of hyenas that are up there. Because they just want to feed on each other. It's divided. It's a vile place. If there's ever a place that needed repentance, it is the House and the Senate, and it needs to include the White House and the Lion Biden and those that are behind him, those who are plotting. That's where the revival needs to be. And if there is not a revival, there needs to be a purging and a burning fire of Almighty God to cleanse out the sin and get some righteousness and truth back into this nation, because we've lost it. And if you think America's going to be great, you think your children's going to have a great life, you better think again, because people have destroyed hope. And now you have Bill Gates, who has a lot of money, and you have a lot of others that have influence, and their idea of having Earth and having a nice time does not include you. They want to limit how many people are on the earth. So yes, darkness is covering the earth right now. And so we're not just talking about the coming of the Messiah at that time, but we're talking about the coming of the Messiah. Now the Jews are looking for the Messiah. We're looking for the second coming of Christ. But to them, it'll be the Messiah. And Israel is not going to be destroyed. You're not going to remove it from this planet, because they're going to be there when the coming of the Lord is. Make no mistake, you don't know who you're dealing with, and you don't even know what the truth is, but it's about time you listened. But you see, the word in here, but the Lord. Those are the greatest three words I have ever seen. Because no matter how dark, how dank, how terrible, how hopeless, how vile a place can get, but the Lord. Does it say, but the Lord's going to destroy you? No. But the Lord shall send you to hell? No. This is before that. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Because that light will give you truth. It will help you to understand truth. But see, the world's going to go into a period of darkness, the likes of which man has never seen in any generation at any time. That is a fact. Now, we don't know how far away that is, but those of us who are watching, we're waiting for the third temple to be built before anything. We're waiting for the arrival of the Dark One. And he hasn't arrived yet. You may think a lot of them are of the devil, and you're right, a lot of them are of the devil, but that ain't the Dark One. You have no concept what's going to come. Now, Albert Brooks says this. I like him. He says of darkness, it is literally true also that the night is formed by him, meaning the Lord, that he withdraws as the light of the sun and leaves the earth enveloped in gloomy shades. It is emblematically true also that calamity, ignorance, disappointment, and want of success are ordered by him, not less true than all the moral darkness or evil that prevails on earth is under the direction and ordering of his providence. There's no reason to think, however, that the words darkness and evil are to be understood as referring to moral darkness, that is, sin. That's in regards to the Lord. Now his glory then comes. It would be so bright and luminous that it would be seen afar, like a cloud or a column of glory standing over Jerusalem that would be conspicuous to far distant people. Now that's the light of glory. Now see, when we look at the coming of the Lord, every eye shall see him, it says. Now that's what you're looking at. But see, when we also see darkness, as God created the darkness and the light and everything, evil is only going to get so bad. It's only allowed so much. Because the Lord's going to stop it. And people ask, well, why does God do this? Well, God didn't do it. Man did it. Remember? And this is the truth. If you think we were started by two little celled blobs, you know, in a little pond of water, I mean, that's fine if that's what you want to believe. But that's a lie. And you're crazy for believing it. But we got good scientists. We got people that are smart. Yeah, that's the problem with America. We think we're smart. But in our wisdom, we are dumb. You see, in the garden, it was perfect. And see, they could eat of any fruit in the garden except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And they weren't to eat on that. Why? Because God already had the knowledge of good and evil. But that tree, if man got it, would be put in a place where they would have to choose between good and evil all the time. And so, after the fall of man, that's really what happened. Because the tree of knowledge of good and evil opened them up to where they weren't in the garden anymore. God had to put clothes around them from animals. They were told they could eat meat now. They were told the herbs of the earth and all the plants were used as food. They suddenly got cold. There was seasons. They had to dress up, and other seasons it was hot. There were animals that would eat them. There was temptations they never knew. Now all these centuries later, here we are. And you got to work for a living. You got to decide if you're going to be moral or immoral. Now see, that's a problem in America today. We don't even know how to deal with it. But see, in spite of who we are and how we've fallen, God loves us. And so in everything, see, there's darkness or evil. And there's no such thing as a moral darkness. Because the moral and immorality comes when you make a decision in your heart to do evil. Why has Satan filled your heart to do evil? For you have not lied unto men, but unto God. That's Peter talking to Ananias and Sapphira. And when he spoke to Sapphira, he said, the men that carried out your husband will carry you also out. She fell dead. They conspired to keep back something. If we had that kind of truth in our churches, I'm afraid we wouldn't have anybody in the churches. They'd be in the graveyard. Because in America, we have no fear of God. Not really. It doesn't mean there's not Christians out there. It means that in America, we need to make changes. But see, there's dark and light, and God created them both. There's also evil, and there's righteousness. But the sin comes in is when you willingly make up a decision to do evil or to do God, to do good. Now, Hamas, their hearts are filled with evil. Now, they have families, and they can love them. And when they went there and did the most horrendous things. And they started it. And so, as far as blood guilt goes, the blood is on the heads of Hamas. All their leaders. Whoever made the decision, it's on there. Heads. There's no blood attributed to Israel. None at all. Not in anything that she's doing right now. This is according to the blood. But see, you Americans, you have people killing each other all the time for no reason other than to rob or steal or vengeance. Now that blood is on their heads. Who did these things? And that blood is guilt now. They're condemned as murderers, and it's blood guilt. And for each one who killed someone like that in America, the only sacrifice is the blood of the one who killed the other and took his blood, took his life. Now, that was in the Old Testament. There's still a thing on the blood today. But you have an intercessor by the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, shed his blood for your sins. So if you repent, you can be saved. But see, the prophet Isaiah, he's the one that brought this up. I'm just merely expanding on it, telling you what America looks like, telling you what sin really is, and help you to understand that in its present form, America is not going to stand or make it, and there will be a lot of people dead. And the nations are the same way. We are headed into, eventually, the tribulation. And Scripture tells us that when the Lord comes back, he will destroy those who have destroyed the earth. That's how bad it's going to be. There are actual people out there that want to destroy the earth. And they want to destroy it because they want control. And they're willing to kill everybody that they can kill in order to be in charge. Now that's what the Crusades were all about. That's what Muhammad was all about. That's why he did this thing that all men would love. You can go out and pillage and rape all the women you want and take whatever you want, and you'll still go to paradise. Now, that ain't going to work for any of them unless they repent. Now, we can tell you that there's a lot of Muslims that have become Christians today and believe Yeshua because Yeshua revealed himself to them. So make no mistake, there that light is out there every day working. Every night. He works 24 hours a day. He's in eternity. But he can enter into our present time and space. Now see, here's Isaiah 45, 5 through 8. I am the Lord, there is none else. There's no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. Now he's talking about Israel. But I can tell you, you can also apply this to America and to the world because they don't know him. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, there is none beside me. I am the Lord, there is none else. Whether you live over by China, California, on the west coast, or over in Europe, it's the same God, friends. He says, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Now, when we talk about creating evil, this is morally. The Lord makes choices. Drop down, you heavens from above. Let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open up and let them bring forth salvation. And let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Now see, in the beginning, God created light and he created darkness. And he made peace through Christ Jesus. We can have peace with God. If you don't make peace with him, you're going to do evil and wicked things. That's the way it is. Because there is the opposite of righteousness, which is wickedness. Both of them have fruits. Both of them have a resulting judgment. If you do light and make peace and walk in the Lord, you'll be redeemed. If you walk in evil ways, and God knows what those are, which he does, you will be condemned and destroyed. Now, verse 8, drop down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. That's what we need right now. But that's not going to happen till the coming of the Lord in its fullness. Let the earth open and let them bring forth salvation. Let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Now see, that's literally what's going to happen when the Lord comes. The Lord comes and the earth is going to open up. It is going to receive him and his light. Because all the results of all the battles and all of the things that we do to the earth until he gets here, including nuclear holocausts, God is going to heal all that. The Lord will heal all that when he comes. And there's going to be salvation. There's going to be truth. There's going to be light. There's going to be refreshment. It's going to be like spring and summer. Everything is going to be perfect. But we're not there yet. Now, you see, we talked a little bit about the Pharisees, but there's a little. Matthew 15, 14. Talking about the Pharisees, he says, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. And that's what was happening. But see, that happens today in our religions. We have in all kinds of religions around the world where people have decided that's the way. We have all kinds of things that happen where people follow blindly. Other people are going to lead them into the abyss. You know, the Lord told the Jews that had received him and they were following him. The Lord told him, told the crowd, he says, not only those who hear my word, but those that continue in my word, they're the ones who shall know the truth, and the truth shall make them free, make you free. See, as Christians, it's the same way. We know the truth. We've accepted the Lord. So then you throw your Bible away or the Word of God away and you go do whatever you want to. Well, I can be a Christian drunk. I can be a Christian harlot. I can do anything I want. No, you can't. 1 John 1 says we have to walk in the light as he is in the light. Then we have fellowship. Being born again, having the Spirit of God, walking in His ways, that is just the beginning. You don't get anywhere by staying in the beginning. If I wanted to walk from here to another town, and if I just stayed here at the beginning, I wouldn't get anywhere. I have got to walk, or I've got to drive, or maybe I could fly if I had a plane. But I'm going to walk over to such and such a village, and I stay here. What are you doing? Well, I'm going to go to village. Why haven't you left? See, they don't even think about that part. You gotta get there. You want to get there. Being a Christian, that's the problem with a lot of Christians today. They become a Christian, they don't study, they don't get into it, they don't walk in it. And so they're still at the beginning. They haven't gotten anywhere. Their faith hasn't grown. There's been no changes. Sometimes we refer to this as faith being a mile wide and an inch deep. I had a conversation with people that we knew, and Tower and I were dealing with native pastors overseas in India at the time. And one of the mature pastors I was talking to said that when we think of America, we think of America as being a mile wide and an inch deep in the faith of Christ. In other words, there's no depth. On the outside and on the surface, it looks like they're solid Christians. But when you dig underneath it, there's no roots and the plants end up dying and withering. Now, in Paul, I'm going over, I have a couple of other things here, and I'm going to go over those. Because what we're looking at, what we're really doing now, we're looking at this, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. See, the darkness is covering the earth, but gross darkness is like a thick vapor. And we look at that and we see the blindness over the people's hearts. See, when we get fog here, you can't even see the mountain. You can't see very far. Now, you relate that to sin and ignorance, stubbornness, proud hearts, consciences being seared. People can't see. You got to remove that. And as a preacher, you need anointing. Sometimes you have to cast devils out. Now, we do have a number of places reporting big revivals, and this has been in the college arenas. Well, the college arenas, just like a lot of the others, have been taken over by leftists who are bringing in, and some of the things they're teaching are abominations. And so we're coming down to the end of the show. And I still have a lot of scriptures in this verse too, but we're not going to get to them today. The next one is verse 3, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light. And that's why when you put them in context, the light that they're talking about is the light upon the people. Coming to the light and understanding who the Lord is. And so, you know, these are things that we have to pay attention to. And just like Israel, you know, I listened to the testimony of a guy today and what he had come across during that attack. And this guy was in tears. He didn't know where he was at. And there's others that were saying they didn't understand it. And they was wondering where their God was. There's others that got miraculously rescued and saw it as the hand of God. Father, we thank you for your word. May the people know where they stand. May they see the light. Rise upon their hearts, Lord, with your glory and your light. Bring them to yourself. Help them to understand and comfort them. Redeem them, Father, in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Tower, we got a little bit of time here.
Okay. Well, I'm thankful that even though there's gross darkness, the sins covering the people, there is a light shining into these lives. And I'm thankful for the light of the Lord and his redeeming power.
Amen.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. Whenever you do and wherever you're at, we appreciate you and love you. We're grateful and thankful to you for all you do for the Lord. And we always hope the best for you in Christ Jesus. We pray for you. And please pray for your brethren around the world. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the IDF soldiers. Pray for Israel. And pray for us as well. And be sure to join us tomorrow for Kingdom War and the Coming King. Stand Therefore, Part 10 on Sound the Shofar. Good night, everybody.
Don't forget to go by our websites at warren-usa, danaglennsmith.com. And the other was warren-usa.com. Check out my new books. I've had them for a while. The first one I wrote some time ago is Steal the Darkness, and the other one is The Rising. And they're prophetic, and I would like you to take a look at them. Go over to Dana Glenn Smith, look at them, read them, you know, check out what they are. And if you feel a mind, get you the book and read it. Check out The Rising. They're both book one and two of the Steel series, and it has a lot to do with what's going on in America today. So check them out. And I pray that you fully understand what I'm talking about tonight. There are believers today, true believers. There is a true Lord who is in charge. There's a true Spirit of God and a Word of God, and though darkness comes, we are in the light. So understand that. We're not in darkness. We're in the light. And we're here to bring the light to those who are in darkness.
Amen.
I don't want America destroyed. I want America saved. I don't want to see bloodshed. I'm sick of bloodshed. From abortions or whatever it is. I want good things. I want people to be loving. I want people redeemed. God loves families. And a family with little innocent babies is something we should all treasure. But Hamas is of the kind who burn those babies into charcoal. Or they will put them in an oven and cook them alive while their parents are already dead. These are things that no generation should ever experience. But death and hell are here now. May God help us and have mercy on us.
Amen.
Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.